We'll go right back to our phone callers. First up, Randy, listening in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, CHRB. Hi, Randy.
How's it going there, Hank? Thank you so much for taking my call there.
My pleasure.
You had mentioned Jack Vanapee Ministries being date setters, and yet Jack Vanapee Ministry and his wife each and every week say absolutely beyond a shadow of a doubt he knows the world is not going to end in 2012. Where did this rumor start? I'm very unclear because these people definitely make it very clear on their TV ministries, even on TBN, that they're not setting dates. So is there something I've missed?
As far as Jack Vanapee is concerned, Jack Vanapee is setting dates. He has set December 21st, 2012, the end of the Mayan calendar, as a date. So it is not something that is conjecture. It is not rumor. These are things that he himself has said. In fact, why don't we play a clip right now?
In Matthew 1:17, there are 42 generations from Abraham until Christ. What? 2,160 years divided by 42 is 51.2. In Luke chapter 3, verses 23 to 38, there are 77 generations into 4,000 years from Adam to Christ, and that comes out to 51.2. And if you add the extra 6 months because the Six-Day War took place in June, you're almost at 52 years. You add 52 to 1967, and you come out pretty close to 2018, 2019. Subtract 7 years from that, we're talking about 2012. And remember what I said 2 weeks ago? The main calendar ends December 21st, 2012. It's all near, ladies and gentlemen. I don't believe in setting dates, Matthew 24:36, but Jesus said, when you shall see all these signs and they're here, then you'll know it's near, even at the door, Matthew 24:33.
I think this is a classic case in point. I mean, here you can hear him in one paragraph speaking out of both sides of his mouth. So he's saying, I don't believe in setting dates, and then he sets a date. And
okay,
he says it's all there.
Okay. Do you believe all signs are ready? I mean, I know we believe in the imminent return of Jesus Christ. Have all signs been fulfilled then for the second coming, even if we eliminate the rapture then as a possible event?
Well, we do not know when Jesus Christ is going to return, and there's absolutely nothing that precludes Christ's return 10 seconds from now or 10,000 years from now. What we know is that Jesus Christ will return again. When he does, he will put all things to right. The problem of sin and Satan will be fully and finally resolved. The dead will rise immortal, imperishable, incorruptible, will be changed in a moment in the twinkling of an eye, and we will inherit a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness. In the meantime, we have no biblical knowledge whatsoever about when Jesus Christ will return. And the problem with date setters like Jack Vanapee is they're constantly changing their tune. It used to be a tune by which they were saying that we had 40 years. Then when 40 years didn't work out as a generation, because they would add 40 to 1948, they'd come up with 1988, they'd subtract 7 years, they'd come up with 1981, that didn't work out. So then they started fudging on what a generation was. And you heard in that clip, all of a sudden, Jack Vanapee comes up with a new idea of what a generation is, and now it's 51 point whatever years he just said. And that's how they're able to push this off into the future. But the fact of the matter is he was wrong before. He's going to be wrong again because his formula demonstrates that he doesn't know how to read the Bible for all it's worth. He doesn't understand the art and science of biblical interpretation.